Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years, and this is a beautiful space for parents of children on the autism spectrum, especially non-speakers who want transformational tools, deeper connection, and gentle support. I'm so glad that you're here today.
I'm so excited to be able to be talking to Teal today. She is the mom of Sammy, who is wonderful. And I'm so excited that I get to work with them. But I would love it, Teal, if you could introduce yourself and share a little bit of your journey as being the mom to Sammy.
Yeah, thanks for having me so much. I'm a boy mom of three boys. I have a son aged 12, 11, and 8 years old. And I've been married to my wonderful husband for 15 years. We live in Central Texas. And I would say our autism journey actually started before I even had any kids. There was one day that I was just reading my scriptures and praying, and I had some quiet time. And the thought came to me very strongly, you will have a son with autism. And that was very overwhelming at the time. I had a grand uncle with autism that lived with me, a cousin with autism. I also volunteered in the special ed classes in high school. So I had a small idea of what that entailed, and it seemed very intimidating to me that I could possibly have a son with autism. But the next part of that piece of inspiration was that this autism was actually reversible and that it could be healed. And that if I did certain things to help heal the body, it would get better and he would not be dealing with as many hardships with this autism diagnosis, maybe as others. So here came my first son. I kind of just hoped that that would not be the case for him, that he would not have autism. But at 13 months old, he did have a major regression. He lost all eye contact, all speech. Everything just became so much harder for him socially. The stemming, food allergies, all these other things kind of popped up. And I remembered that bit of inspiration. And then 18 months later, while I'm trying to figure out things with my first son, Sammy comes along and he's just not progressing with his milestones. He never had a regression, but at 2 years old, both of them were diagnosed with autism. And so I just went really heavily into like the biomedical, all the functional medicine, all the therapies, any sort of healing that I could Google, we tried basically. It was a long and really expensive journey, but so worthwhile because at about 6 years old, my oldest, he did have a complete reversal on his autism diagnosis. So everything just works so well for him. He has impeccable, perfect speech. He's able to keep up socially. It did truly reverse for him. His body healed and he does not show any autism symptoms at this time. But for Sammy, although he made huge gains in so many things, his autism did not reverse at all. And I remember one time we were listening to a church leader speak. And they were talking about having the faith to be healed. And I just had this thought, oh, I've got that. I've seen that and I've used that with my oldest son. And then he said, sometimes the harder route of faith or the stronger faith comes from having the faith not to be healed. And that just settled in my heart. And I just knew that was what I needed to have faith in for Sammy, that he had autism for a purpose. And that he was going to teach us so many things, and that this was God's plan for him and for our family. And so after that inspiration, it just was like such a game changer for us because we just went into full surrender. We just said, we know God's plan is good and we can be happy no matter what. And he can be happy no matter what. And we'll just keep plugging in to our connection with God and he'll lead us through all of it. And so we just kind of moved forward as a family with faith. A lot of the therapies we were doing, we just kind of stopped because we weren't seeing a lot of progress and it gets pretty pricey. They all add up. And we just knew that, you know, accepting Sammy as he is, I'm not even sure if accepting is the right word, but like treasuring him as he is was just amazing, game-changing, life-changing thing for us, where we could appreciate all the little cute things about him that he was experiencing with his autism.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that story. So that like makes me cry.
Tender-hearted mom like me. I cry all the time too.
Exactly. Yeah. That's such a beautiful story, how you had both experiences, right? You had the healing for your first son, and the second son, you had a different kind of healing of acceptance and treasuring. I do love that word. And the power that comes with that must be so helpful as you move forward in raising all three of your boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this has been a very joyous, exciting, and beautiful journey to watch unfold.
That's great. I would love to know if you have any other like rewarding or challenging moments that you've had parenting Sammy.
So I would say that our challenging moments have created the rewarding ones, and that we have dealt with pretty much all the same typical hardships that other autism families have. So the list can be long, but the list of like the rewarding things is so much longer too. But we've dealt with all the typical things like elopement. That was a really scary phase in our life where Sammy would look for opportunities to leave the house. We found him half a mile away from our house when he was just three, and we had these like big retention ponds and a busy street behind us. So things like that were really scary. We had to make our house Fort Knox for quite a while. All the locks, all the alarms, we couldn't barely close our eyes. So that's another one, is lack of sleep. That was a really hard, long, hard road for us with no sleep for a long time. And other just like basic things, you know, when your kids don't have safety mechanisms in their head, you become a helicopter parent or over diligent, and you go into fight or flight for a long time. The health issues you develop as a parent sometimes because of your over diligence, and you just can't really relax. And then we've also felt things like the isolation that comes with having a special needs child, judgment from others, lack of inclusion, or having to fight really hard to advocate for inclusion, or people to just treat your kids with their same basic human rights everyone else should have. And yeah, so there have been a lot of hard things, but all of these really have turned into victories. And we kind of say in our family that autism is a good life filter, because we don't care what kind of car we're driving. We don't care if we're in the right social circles. You just stop caring about things that really don't matter. It filters out the people that aren't your people, and it brings in the wonderful people that are, that can understand you and love you and meet you where you're at. And so I would say, with all the hard things that have happened, like the reward has been so much greater. Like there's just been so much joy finding our people, or getting to a point where I can rest and I can take a nap and I'm not worried about my kids escaping the house, or just little things like that. And then also just seeing my three boys, because of autism, the three of them are very close and they just have each other's backs. And it's just so sweet to see that sibling bond that they have. I think every mom hopes that for their kids, that they love and support each other in that way. So yeah, I would say that our hardships have been precious gifts, and I wouldn't change anything about our lives.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. Anything that has surprised you about parenting an autistic child?
Okay. What has surprised me most about being a parent of an autistic child is what I've learned recently from the Spellers movie and from telepathy tapes. That was such a life changer. We have a whole life before telepathy tapes and a whole life after telepathy tapes, because you can't unknow and unsee the things that you learn about there. And would you want me to maybe go into what is talked about on there in case someone isn't familiar with what those are about?
Yeah, you can give a brief kind of explanation, and definitely maybe that will encourage them to go listen, because it is life changing.
The basis of the Spellers movie and what's going on in the, what they say, the spelling world, is that they're realizing that these kids with profound autism are not low IQ. They're not incompetent, as some people thought. They really have treated them like little kindergartners or first graders, sometimes all the way through high school. And what they're finding out now is that these kids have severe full body apraxia, pretty much, and that there is a brain body disconnect. And they have found a method where they can use a very low motor skill based therapy called spelling, and they can teach them to tap things on a letterboard to be able to communicate. And so we're hearing from many of these incredible autistic kids who are just so filled with wisdom beyond our world. They're so filled with like beautiful insights, and they really see things very differently than we can see things because their sensory is opened more than ours is. And after they started spelling, they were able to communicate to us that these amazing things are happening. Like I said, they're seeing beyond what we see. And so that is where telepathy tapes comes in. Kai Dickens started this podcast. She followed a Harvard-trained doctor, and she has been doing studies on kids with autism that are showing telepathy savant skills is what she's calling it. And so they're able to hear thoughts. They're able to maybe see thoughts, even that they're seeing it in an energetic way. They see things kind of beyond the veil of our minds. And so once I understood that and learned that, so many things made sense about our Sammy, because he was so connected to my emotion, my emotional state. I could be somewhere else, and he would have my husband call me and make sure I was okay. And so he didn't have to be around me to know what I was feeling all the time. And he was very hyper focused on making sure I was happy all the time. He did not want me to be sad ever. Even the schools would call me and say, "Oh, Sammy's having a hard time. He's wondering if you're happy. Like, can you reassure him?" So I'd get on the phone. Even if I wasn't happy, I'd say, "Yes, I'm so happy. Everything's good." But he always knew if I was authentically happy or not. And then other little things would pop up. Like I'd pick him up from school and he would mention things like, "I want this dino that you bought at Target." And he would have no way to know that I went to Target while he was at school, that I bought that dino to surprise him for Christmas, you know? So all these little things like started coming together. You can quiz him on books that he's never physically read, and he will get every answer right. We've quizzed him on things like Harry Potter and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He's never read those before, but he will get the answers right to all of those. So even though like telepathy seems kind of strange to me, we are seeing it in our home, and you can't deny what you're seeing from this perfect, pure soul that has no guile. Like there's no way he could deceive, or, you know, you just feel so much light and love around them, and you just know they're so pure. So that was like kind of the foundation of me trusting this whole process with understanding the way his mind works. So that was definitely the biggest surprise. I would have never guessed that this would be our lives, but it's just been such an exciting and wonderful journey learning about all of this. And learning from Sammy, actually.
Yeah, that's so cool. So I really love your story of how you were led to work with me, and how at first, like, you did work with me, but you're like, "That's not really what I wanted." Anyway, I'd love if you'd share that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, after telepathy tapes and the Spellers movie, I just was so like hungry to know Sammy, to hear his voice. It was so exciting hearing all these other kids with autism, like, finally have a voice. And I just wanted to hear Sammy's voice so bad. So I'm someone that just goes all in on things 100 miles per hour. I'm the mom that will figure out every little nook and cranny of something. So I went all in on this once I like knew what this was. And to take a step back, before I went all in, I did take this information and I wanted to make sure that this was right. So what I do in my life is I love to go to our church's temple because it is a place where I can let go of all the worries of the world, all the thoughts of the world, and I can just be totally calm and at peace. And I feel like I can hear God's voice so much clearer. So I took this information and I went to the temple and I asked God, "What do I do with this information? Does this apply to Sammy?" And the answer that I got very clearly was yes, that these were gifts that Sammy had and that he had even many more. And once we opened up the way to communicate with him, we would discover so many more of his gifts. And that this was something that Heavenly Father wanted for Sammy, that he wanted him to have a voice and be able to communicate. So after that, I signed him up to learn RPM. So that's like the original spelling to communicate is RPM. We signed him up for that, but we weren't progressing very fast, which I think is normal. At his motor skill level, he wasn't developing very fast. And then all of a sudden, I got this text message from two women that I go to church with. And they said, "Hey, just curious, have you listened to telepathy tapes?" And my answer back was, "Oh boy, we are living it." And I just was so excited to have someone I could share my thoughts about with this and hear their thoughts about all of this with. So I met with these two sweet friends, and we actually still get together once a week and we talk about all this stuff and learn together, and it's really fun. And anyways, these two sisters, they said that they had these special gifts growing up, but they just kind of thought like, oh, this isn't like normal, or it kind of felt strange for them. And especially maybe in our Christian community, it was a little different. And so they kind of just stopped listening to it, or maybe just didn't let it lead their lives as much until they heard telepathy tapes. And that really gave them like the courage to come forward and start helping other people and communicating with other people in this beautiful way. And so they started seeing Sammy and me, and we would just like talk things through, and they could hear Sammy's thoughts. Sometimes at church, sometimes when we were together, sometimes when Sammy was at school, he would share thoughts with them that were very, I don't want to say provable, but there's just no way they would have known all the little intricacies of what happened in our lives and our home. And it felt very like light to me when we would communicate, and it felt very edifying, meaning like I was really uplifted, Sammy was really uplifted. And so that kind of opened the door a little bit for these things. But then I just kept having this feeling in my heart, there's more. There's so much more communication to be had. There's so much more that you can experience with all these things with Sammy. And so without getting like an instant answer about that, I again went back to my temple to really understand what to do. And this is kind of where you come in after this part. But yeah, when I went to the temple, I just asked, like, how do I further communicate with Sammy? How do I deepen this? And I had the most specific answer I think I've ever gotten in my life, which was, you need to find an energy worker. I knew it was a female, an energy worker, that she had experience with kids with autism and lots of experience, that this was not new for her, that she had a deep well of knowledge when it came to working with these kids. And then another specific thing was that she would be able to communicate with Sammy spirit to spirit, or I heard the word telepathy because I hadn't heard the word spirit to spirit yet, but I like saying spirit to spirit better also. And just that you would be like a strong Christian woman with like really good values, and that you'd be a safe place for me and Sammy to communicate. And I left the temple and I just thought, how do I Google that? That is the most random list. I couldn't even think of how to even ask that. Like, how do you go in a group and ask for those specific things? Like, do you know anyone with this, this, or this? So I just kind of waited it out. 2 days later, Emma posted in a Facebook group that I'm in that she had used you to help Jay for many years, that she had lots of experience with you, that you went to the same church as her, which is the same church I go to, and that you had done energy work, but also that you were brought to the hill to be able to communicate. And I was just like, check, check, check. But my heart was like, this is it. Like, this is who you're supposed to communicate with. So immediately I signed up to do a session with you, and it was like so wonderful. We learned so many things, but I left the session feeling like there was something else. And it kind of bothered me because I had such a strong confirmation that you were the person that was supposed to help us. And you did help us, but it just felt like there was something teeny tiny missing. And I believe it was maybe a week or two later, you sent out a newsletter saying you had prayed to know if you should do spirit-to-spirit sessions with your autism clients and that you felt a huge yes. So as soon as you said that and you offered sessions, I was like, I'm signing up for 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, I don't know if you have other clients signing up for as many sessions as we are, but we want all the sessions all the time because it's so amazing. And as soon as you offered that, the spirit again whispered to my heart, this is it. Like, this is what you guys were meant to do together. And that was just so sweet and reaffirmed also in one of the sessions you did with Sammy. You kind of were asking him some personal stuff, and he was responding to both you and maybe in general about how healing it is for parents to be able to communicate with their children. And he said, like, the avenue to healing is through their messages, meaning the autistic's messages that they have for their parents. Then he said, don't underestimate that power and that need and how healing it is for both the children and the parents. It is the doorway to both of their healing. And I have 100% absolutely felt that. I'm a different person since like doing these communication sessions. It has been so healing. I almost feel like because these kids are so special, you're getting a tiny little peek into heaven through them. And in that way, it lifts you up so much. It heals your heart. It gives you a broader perspective of life. So yeah, that was kind of our story about how we were led to you and starting with our sessions.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm going to do a separate podcast episode of, for me, my perspective of like how I was led to offer those sessions because I was really nervous about it, but that's a separate episode. But when you sent me your experience, I was like, oh, that's such a testimony to me that I'm doing the right thing. Like we both got answers to prayers that like collided in this beautiful, like little beautiful connection that we have through Sammy. And it's really beautiful. So I'm so glad you shared it with me and then you're willing to come here and share it with the world. Okay. So I guess, oh, you know what made you excited to try it? What did you notice? How has that brought healing to you? What did you notice after doing these sessions?
Yeah, okay. I would say that after these sessions, I've noticed a shift in Sammy, but also our family. So even with my boys being so young, they are so excited to read every session with me or listen to it. They love learning about Sammy. And I would also say this, they're not going around just telling random people like all these things. They understand how special this is and they don't want to just like share it with everyone, but they want to share it when it's pertinent or when it's helpful for other people. But they understand like how special this is. And my husband was saying even just a couple days ago that he notices Sammy is happier. And you can just tell he feels so much more seen and heard and known for who he really is. There truly has been less struggle, like less meltdowns, because all the meltdowns really come from being misunderstood and not having a way to communicate your needs and feelings. But now that he's feeling so seen and understood and we're getting a peek into his world, just way less meltdowns. He's just so much happier. And then like for our family, me in particular, from the things that he's taught me and that I understand now, I'm parenting more through a lens of love. Like, how can I love in this situation? Or what do I need to know to make sure he feels loved and secure? You know, instead of just going into problem solving or this is what I have to deal with, it's like, oh, I want to love this into him and help him through this more. So I feel like it just changed me as a person that way. And then even maybe people that I have to be around regularly that I've had a difficult time with, it's like softened my outlook on them too, you know, because I'm looking through a lens of love now in all my relationships. So in that way, it's changed my heart so much and my kids and my husband. So those are just a few things we've noticed. Another thing that's like pretty significant that I've noticed from these sessions is that a lot of times with kids with autism, they're expected to meet us at our level. We're teaching them how to interact with us and do things our way always. But understanding and communicating with Sammy has helped me see where he's at and what his like needs are more. And so I feel like it's kind of lifting me up to meet him instead of asking him to come down to my level. And then it sets a whole new standard for how do I want teachers to interact with him or, you know, different people. Like, we don't need to ask him to meet us at our level, because in some ways it feels so, what is the right word? They just are so special, and I want to say holy in a way. Like, they're just these little special angels. And why would you need an angel to come down to your level when you're so imperfect and learning? You know, I want to be up where he is. I want to learn to be like him more. So that's been a big thing in the sessions, is I feel like he's teaching me little things about how to be more in tune with the way things are supposed to be, like the heavenly way or the eternal way of how things are supposed to be.
Yeah, that's so powerful, because you're right. I think even with our neurotypical kids, we expect them to come up to us. But even with them, maybe we're supposed to go up to them, right? And Sammy is able to say things and show things in a very unique way that then makes me want to be better. It's like you want to go up to his level. That's a really beautiful way to think about it. Is there a particular moment or breakthrough that stands out to you from our time working together?
Yeah, there were a couple that I felt like were shareable, because a lot of this stuff is so like precious, and I don't know, you just can't share everything. But there are two things that I thought, oh, everyone could hear this and learn from this. But one of them, like I said before, I just kind of had this like voracious appetite to know Sammy and learn from him. And then I wanted to like get all the things right. I wanted to find the best school, the best therapy, the best person to do the therapy, best food. Like, we did all the functional medicine stuff. I just feel like we've tried to exhaust every avenue and effort to really help him. And so in our first communication session between you and Sammy, I kind of was asking things like, do you think your education's appropriate? Do you feel like you're communicating enough? Like, what do you want me to help you with? And I was so floored by his answer, and it really changed my life. And he said, I feel my mom's love, and that is the most important communication one could ever have with another human, is through our hearts and through our love. Everything else is icing on the cake. It is essential, and I have what is essential with my mom. Yes, it would be fun to have more, and I can help her know what she can do to have more communication. But first, I need to tell her I have the essential thing I need from her, which is love. And that was like really eye-opening to me. And I would say all the other sessions we've had since, he reminds me over and over that I am communicating with him, that I am connecting with him, and that he's getting the things that he needs. And I had no idea that the most important thing was just loving him, which I don't need a degree to love. I don't need a special certification or a book to understand what to do. That's like the easiest thing. All I have to do is learn to keep growing that love and keep it consistent and making sure my love is a safe place for him. So that was one thing that really stood out that I learned. The other thing was, like I just said, like so many times he's just reaffirmed, like, you're already doing this, or like, I already get this from you. But also, I'm learning so many things, so many new things from our communication sessions. But a lot of them, I just kind of had an intuitive sense about already. And so that has been really life-changing, because I'm getting these confirmations from you, and then also my other friend that communicates with him, and then feelings that I just have throughout his life are getting reaffirmed through hearing, you know, what he has to say. I'm like, oh, I already knew that. And so in that way, it's really strengthened my confidence in trusting my motherly intuition. And I think we discount our motherly intuition too much. And I just think that's like something I want to keep working on and growing is my intuition, because I feel like that's a great communication means for me and Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's so powerful. I get that from almost every session where the kids are like, you are communicating with me. I feel your love. Like, that's the most important thing. And I think you're right. That mother intuition is powerful and is a way of communicating. Like, we're able to pick up on their cues and what they're saying, maybe not with their mouths, but what they're saying. And it's powerful. Like, you don't need a degree for that. That's just part of your gift as being a mom. And you do sometimes have to work on developing it, for sure, just as any tool. But yeah, that's so great. What would you say to parents who feel a deep longing to connect with their non-speaking children, but don't know where to start?
Okay, that's a great question. I think, yes, like what I just said and what Sammy taught me is that you are already communicating with them, and learning to trust those like feelings and communications are so important. And then if you need to take it a step further, like I did, I just think it's such a beautiful thing what you do. These spirit to spirit sessions are so beautiful. And there are so many people coming out of the woodwork saying, this is a gift that I've had since I was a child and I was told not to listen to it. Or some people said they were put on medication for being able to hear things and see things that others couldn't. I truly believe with all of my heart that this is a gift from God and that this is a tool that He wants to help these kids with autism. And I know from the sessions you've had with Sammy, he has said that this is an incredible healing tool to be able to communicate with their kids. So I think, you know, long run, it's so important to assume confidence and to get them on the speller boards and to get them trained to be able to do this themselves, to have full autonomy in their communication. But until then, what you offer with the spirit to spirit sessions is such an incredible tool. It's so amazing. I know every session that you send, I hold it so near to my heart. I slept with the transcript next to my bed pillow the first time. I think I cried for 24 hours. It was just such an incredible thing. And I just know it's Sammy. I know it's his voice. You feel it when you read it. And for me, I have felt a spiritual confirmation that this is a great communication tool for Sammy until we can get him efficient on the speller boards. So that's what I would recommend.
Awesome. Thank you. My podcast is called Awesome Autism Tools. So I was just wondering, do you have any awesome tools or any tool that you would like to suggest for parents or their kids?
So I'm not like the expert on this, but I can share some things that have worked for me well, or some things that I have felt inspired to do. And one of them is to know that everyone is absolutely doing the best with what they know. And so knowing that when my kids' behaviors are hard, or I'm struggling with certain things, or maybe I lost it and I'm not being the mom I want to be, I have to remind myself, I'm doing the best, they're doing the best. Maybe even people outside of our family that I felt like have not treated us very well, like they're doing their best too. So looking at that viewpoint has taken off a lot of the need to judge or need for things to be fair or things to be perfect. It's just kind of made it easier in our lives to just know everyone's doing the best that they can. I also, when my first son, after his autism diagnosis, everything felt so hard for me. Taking him anywhere, everything, 24 hours a day felt really, really hard for me. And I kind of just thought, well, how can I do this and this and this and this when I'm dealing with these severe autism behaviors? And the impression that I got from that was from someone named Thomas S. Monson. He said, never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved. And so that really helped me realize I can slow things down. These other things are not as important. I have a short window of parenting. Truly, when you look at it from the eternal perspective, I have such a short window of parenting that I can just fill them with love and help them feel safe And I think that's the best way to prepare them for life. It's not going to be making it to soccer on time or having all the perfect meals or having my house look, you know, sparkling clean so we can have play dates all the time. Like, if I can have my baseline be loving them, then everything just kind of falls into place from there.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Those are great tools. And if we all applied them, life would be better and parenting would feel lighter. This has been so fun. I've loved getting to know you better and hearing your stories. And thanks for being willing to share.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on. This was so fun.
Thanks for listening today. If you're longing to connect more deeply with your non-speaking child, I invite you to explore a spirit-to-spirit session. This is one way I love to support moms to understand better what their child is expressing. If this episode was helpful to you, please subscribe and definitely share it with another mom that came to mind. And I highly suggest you sign up for my newsletter so you can get ongoing support. All of the links are available in the show notes.